You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Well, greetings, friends. Part 3 of God's Daytimer. So let's dig into this. Like I said, with all this planned craziness going on and the new pandemic that they have in store for us, a lot of people are scared. But did you know that God is 100% in control and we are 100% on schedule? In other words, God's got this. Don't let him get to you. Don't let him scare you. Don't let him frighten you. Educate yourself a little bit. If you're dependent on the doctors to tell you what's the matter with you when you get sick, learn, study, be a little self-sufficient. You know, 100 years ago, what do you think people did? The folk remedies, the healing herbs, the things that are out there, people understood that. People knew, and they understood a little bit about prevention too. But just like Israel was blind in history, biblical history, most of God's people today are blind and they can't understand either. And that's right, I said Israel is blind, and God intentionally has blinded a lot of the population today. In John 12:37, it says, "But although he had done so many signs before them, they did not believe in him, that the word of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spoke, Lord, who has believed our report, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore they could not believe, because Isaiah said, he has blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts, lest they should see with their eyes, lest they should understand with their hearts, and turn so that I should heal them." See, just like in the first century, the prophet Isaiah had predicted that people would be blind, couldn't see, couldn't hear, couldn't understand. Today, the vast majority of people are blind, can't see, can't hear, can't understand, because if they did, they would change. They would repent. But a lot of people out there saying, well, he's just talking about Israel. He's not talking about us. We're not blind. Oh, really? Romans chapter 11, verse 7 says, "What then? Israel has not obtained what it seeks, but the elect have obtained it, and the rest were blinded." Just like the vast majority of people were blinded then, they're blind today. See, you can't understand without God's Holy Spirit. And he only gives it to specific people. Acts 5:32 says, "And we are his witnesses to these things, and so also is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to them who obey him." So if you don't obey God, guess what? You don't get his Holy Spirit. God's planned everything down to the smallest detail, and he only reveals it to people that obey him and are obedient to him. Oh no, that terrible four-letter word with an apostrophe S on the end of it. Works! Oh, it's works, it's works. Oh, you have to obey. Listen, God does not want a lot of people that give him the finger, reject him, refuse to obey him. You think he's going to tell you what you need to know for saving you if you're in rebellion? Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.